Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big 12 College Experience Preview and Picks Edition for Tuesday, March the 5th and Wednesday, March the 6th on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform, U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. Promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit today. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN to get 100% off deposit match today. And we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use that code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Everybody to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Tuesday, we switch it up this week. Tuesday, March the 5th, because of scheduling. If you're wondering who you're listening to, I'm Moneyline Mac, aka the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin. And we're talking Big 12 hoops, which means I'm joined by a guy, you know, he's a walking contradiction because he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family names, Iowa. He lives in Morgantown, West Virginia, co-host of the Ryan Rush Show, Rambling Rush. Rush, what's up, man?
Well, because of the current state of West Virginia basketball, which we're all aware of by now, it is West Virginia football season again. Yeah. Neil Brown behind me getting his one-year contract extension. I was looking for the branding, Troy, that you made for Neil Brown's last stand, but that might have been on Ryan and Russia. We'll dig it up here.
He's got like a bunch more last stands left now.
Yeah, we got a lot more last stands here, but top of the hour, we'll be on Ryan and Rush breaking that down and also talking about a couple other things going on in the West Virginia world. But hey, it's a good day. It's nice and warm in Morgantown, 77 degrees, 76 degrees. It's summertime's here, just in time for it to get cold and storm tomorrow. Welcome to spring, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. If you're wondering who the third man in the box in, you know, he's always fighting a family civil war because he's got family in Norman, Stillwater, Waco. He is a 6-time Zen champion. He's the green mowing weed growing Big 12 guru, Troy Shooting. What's up, man?
I think they forgot to put a zero after the one on Neil Brown's extension. That should be a 10-year deal. It's good to see that all of my political advocation and protesting for Neil Brown has paid off with a 1-year extension. My favorite coach behind Gundy in the league. So, you know, good to see. Spent the whole morning crawling around on wet grass, getting ready to aerate the golf course, fucking cutting all the grass that's grown over the sprinkler heads. So that's always fun, just standing around like a dumbass poking a stick in the ground for fucking 4.5 hours. But, you know, it's kind of nice over the weekend. We're finally getting some nicer weather. About to be time to reschedule these shows so I can play golf in the afternoon. Right, guys?
Oh, God, I can't wait to play some golf. It's It is spring. It's sunny outside, like you said, but it will storm again because it always storms this time of year. No storming lately in the Big 12. It's kind of been a little bit of chalky lately. Mm-hmm. So and, honestly, it's Baylor kind of chalky everywhere.
Baylor and Kansas don't let their kids storm.
Yeah, it's fucking pussies.
Baylor and Kansas have their own school rules, I believe, that they don't let their kids storm. Like, they always make the big deal about the kids not storming at Fog Allen. That's because they don't let them. Like, if they let them, they would storm the court.
We need some upsets on Saturday. We need some court storms on Saturday. Mm. Part of the reason why there wasn't any this weekend is just because all the favorites, it felt like, kept winning. So that gets us to the standings. Houston still in control of the Big 12, 13-3. Iowa State remains one game back at 12-4. Baylor, after their big Monday comeback, 11-6. BYU, Kansas, Texas Tech, 9-7. TCU, Texas dropped the game and go to 8-9. TCU sits right in the middle, right at 8-8. Then you got Oklahoma, K-State at 7-9. Cincy and UCF sitting at 6-10. OK State and West Virginia 4-12. Troy, Baylor's your team. What was your thoughts on what were they down? 16 or 15?
16, 15, 16. I think 16.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on the second half comeback?
It's sure nice to have that kid from West Virginia on our team now. I mean, he saved their butt cheeks last night. That yeah. I was telling you before the show, seeing the ice on Misi's knee was pretty scary because, you know, a John Wanna is a pretty good post player, but what Misi has blossomed into is basically a Hunter Dickinson that's not a little bitch. So he's been, you know, he's improved much better than what they were expecting from 1 year and whatnot. And that might be bad for Baylor. He might be out the door. But
yeah,
pretty good to see. I mean, Jacoby Walter only took 3 threes and made 2 of them. That's probably better than going 2 of 9. Just go ahead and, you know, take the wide open ones and maybe find some other guys and get them involved. But I think it was more of just the classic Texas than it was like a super big comeback from Baylor on its own. I think, you know, Texas kind of understands that this happens to them quite a bit where they just can't close games out. They let teams back in it. And then before you know it, Baylor still fucking covers. I don't know if we got the tweet out from the TCE account or whatnot, but pretty sure we were all saying lay the points with Baylor here. Don't really believe much in Texas. Was pretty scary right off the bat, I will say that. And, you know, Texas is one of the more entertaining teams to watch. Asemus just shoots from anywhere and can make anything. They're definitely going to be an upset candidate coming around to March. If he gets hot, he could win a game on his own in the tournament. So,
agreed.
Pretty good win, though, for Baylor. I mean, they might get matched up with him in the tournament, but maybe the last game against Texas, at least until we get some non-con down the road or something like that. So probably a sweet win. I know all the Baylor fans were pumped because they fucking hate Texas. So Sheila was living large.
Rush, what were your thoughts, takeaways from last night's big Monday comeback?
Dude, that type of comeback this late in the season could lead to Baylor's Elite Eight that Troy was potentially talking about, them kind of being their ceiling. I mean, this is that time of year where I think these wins can mean a little more than they normally would. You know, we talk about the Big 12 mid-January, kind of get into that February where just people start to kind of go through the motions. You do have your scheduled losses, but these are the games that you can build from going into Big 12 tournament and going into March Madness from there. And with a comeback like that, we may look back in a couple of weeks and being like, oh, that's where Baylor took off. So, hey, excellent win by Baylor. Glad they got the horns down in there before last regular season game between the two. And curious what's in store for these next few days and see what other teams can kind of make a statement going into the Big 12 tournament.
Can Baylor get to the Final Four? I think they can.
For sure. They definitely can. I don't know if I believe in them getting there, but they have the talent and the coach and what it takes to get there. It's probably worth noting they did the same thing to Houston where they let another team come out and just kick their ass right off the bat and had to fight all the way back into it. But, you know, being able to do that against Houston and Texas, there's a lot of other conferences that would have their third best team down by 16 points to Texas and wouldn't even get it to single digits. So, the basketball in the Big 12 is obviously ultra impressive, but Baylor seems to be playing significantly better than they were just a month and a half ago or so, which kind of scary. You know, they shoot the three ball so well as a team that, yeah, they could make the Final Four. They could still win the national championship. We've seen crazier things happen in March. But when you shoot the ball that well, once again, all you have to do is commit to the Baylor style of rotating on defense the right way and everyone closing everyone out instead of leaving open shots. You end up getting, you know, an extra 5 or 6 points in a game. There's your win against Texas. There's your win against Houston. So, you know, just committing to the defensive side has always been what we've noted about Baylor so far this year and some of their games where they just don't look like that national championship defense. They look like they can score the points, but they give them right back. So as long as they can start getting a couple of stops, maybe string a couple together and shoot the three ball well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they beat anybody in March. But by the same note, I wouldn't be surprised if they got beat in the second round of the tournament or something like that.
I think the zone's been a good switch for them. And Troy, you mentioned it, man. The development of Misi has been unbelievable. I mean, What's the status of JTT, by the way? Is he...
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because he's been very quiet.
I thought he was healthy, but I guess he's not. I know he played at the end of the game for his senior night, but yeah, it's I don't know. It's been interesting just because I thought it'd be nice if they could have that depth piece with JTT. He was so good on that national championship team. So yeah, they need to get him back, but yeah. So Baylor, like I said, they get to 11-6 in league play. They're sitting in a really good position to get that 3 seed. They go to Lubbock on Saturday. They could even lose that game and they're
Bubble. Probably
they could even lose that game and be the 3 seed because BYU's got a tough game this week. Kansas has a tough game this week, and Texas Tech. Well, I guess maybe Texas Tech theoretically could catch Baylor to split the season series, but yeah, let's go. This is the Big 12 College Experience, and shout out to the chat. Everybody's alive and well. Chad G, Trevor, Jay Mark's in here too. Channing, shout out to you guys. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Tuesday. All right, let's dive into it. But first, we got to talk about Cut. If you want to go head-to-head in any of these Big 12 games, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new, better way. Bet directly against your friends or others and use sports, politics, pop culture, and others with verifiable outcomes with the betting social network. Cut offers a low, vig, or fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to choose anyone down for any money. Social features, group chats, betting leaderboards head-to-head, user profiles, fan groups, and more. Reward, get cash back every single time against your friends or others over at cut.com. And you can download the Cut app today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use that promo code SUPM for a 10% deposit bonus today. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, because you can play alongside your favorite players all season long over at Underdog Fantasy. Troy, you got anything cooked up tonight over on Underdog?
Yeah, I do actually, and kind of put this one together, and I couldn't choose really between Pop Isaacs and Joe Toussaint's higher on their point totals. So I just went with Toussaint because it's only at 12.5, and he's been scoring some points recently in a few of these games. I know he has some matchups that he prefers, but I'm going to go higher on the 12.5 for Joe Toussaint, and then in the Kansas State-Kansas game, I'm actually going to go lower on the Hunter Dickinson 9.5 rebounds. Kansas State rebounds the ball pretty well. If they don't do anything well, they actually grab some boards. And again, Hunter Dickinson's a pussy. So lower on the 9.5 rebounds for him.
Let's go. Get over there to underdogfantasy.com. And when you use that promo code TCESGPN, they will double your first deposit up to 50 or 100%. So get over there to Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All righty, we are back on the Big 12 College Experience. Let's talk Tuesday night before we go over to Wednesday. Let's lead it off. Cincinnati's going to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's laying 5.5. So they played. When did they play? They played in Cincinnati. What was it, last month? And I remember Oklahoma winning in the Natty. Saturday, January 20th, 69-65. They kind of controlled that game. They are off back-to-back losses. They are off Heartbreak City. With the Houston game, I am going to take the Cincinnati Bearcats because I think we're going to have another one possession Big 12 game. Cincinnati still, I know that they're at 6-10, 17-12. They're probably out of the bubble, but if they can win their last two, maybe they can play on the outside looking in and maybe get themselves in a position where if they beat, I don't know, Baylor or Iowa State in the conference tourney, they could get back on the bubble in addition to these two games. Give me the Bearcats. Keep it close here. They've been better on the road like we talk about. I'll be on Cincy here.
I am not laying 5.5 points with Oklahoma. Now, if this was – I mean, anything more than 2.5 really with this Oklahoma team is kind of a no-go zone for me. I just – they're just not consistent enough for me to think that they're going to come out here and beat Cincinnati by like a comfortable 7-9 points and not leave it up to fouls or free throws or, you know, we've seen Cincinnati play for the spread before too. So I'm just not comfortable laying the 5.5. I'll take the points with the Natty. I don't know if they win outright, but I do think Cincinnati has a chance here. You might want to sprinkle a little bit on the money line, but really don't think Oklahoma wins this game by 6 points.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Take the 5.5, right? With Cincinnati, yep. They're the more desperate team here. I know Oklahoma does need a win, and I do think Oklahoma wins, but I'm with you guys. I think this is a one possession game, regardless. And I think it leans towards Oklahoma, but laying 6 points or more with Oklahoma is just, you're asking for trouble. I'm not saying they won't do it, but
not likely.
More likely, yeah. More likely than not is they like to say. The coin's on Cincinnati as well. We got a good old foursome.
Bearcats, baby. Bearcats. Stinkiest line of the Big 12 slate. Tech going to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's lost 3 in a row, but Oklahoma State has always had Texas Tech's number in Stillwater. They did play earlier in the year. I was about to say, because one of the downsides of expansion is that we don't get the true home and home with everybody. As much as I love the additions of Houston, BYU, Cincinnati, and UCF, I do miss everybody playing everybody twice and getting a true champion.
It was perfect in football too.
Yeah.
It actually was the perfect system.
Yeah, it's and like I said, that's Bill. As much as Bill is bitching about it, it's not really a true champion because you don't play anybody twice. He's selective because he knows he's not going to win it. But at the same time, he does make a good point. that it's I do miss the round robin to get the true champion. With that said, this is going to be Mike Boynton's last home game in Stillwater. Give me Oklahoma State. This will be the one last stand, pop up, pull off the upset over Texas Tech. They're on back-to-back road spot. Texas Tech with the big comeback Saturday night in Morgantown. I think Texas Tech is limited, but I think this is an egg spot for Tech because they got Baylor on deck and Oklahoma State has popped up and beat these teams at home, whether it was BYU, K-State. Give me Oklahoma State and Mike Boynton's last home game.
This kind of falls into the category of Javon Small has two other guards on the other team that can switch off and play defense against him, where he's going to have to guard either Pop or Toussaint the whole damn game. And there's too many people in the chat on Oklahoma State. I'm laying it with Texas Tech.
This is Mike Boynton's last win as the head coach of Oklahoma State. You said it right, Ryan. This is it. This is where they put it all together, beat an old school Big 12 opponent in Texas Tech. We'll see who has the guns up at the end of this one. The way I see this playing out is I think Oklahoma State wins this game. And then I know we were talking highly on Baylor, but I could see that maybe being a scheduled loss before Big 12, before postseason play, and Texas Tech beats Baylor, and then Oklahoma State loses in Provo against BYU. So with how I think that's going to play out, Oklahoma State wins this game and is a candidate for a dog. And we'll see what Kennedy has to say. Kennedy is on Texas Tech.
Boom. Texas Tech split here. All right, let's go to...
Well, you do have to remember the last thing that Kennedy heard in his life was a gunshot, so...
This is the guns battle of that. That's a good point.
Guns up. One of the teams is gonna shoot. One of them's going to shoot him in the head.
Let's go to a lock here. K-State's going to Kansas. They beat Kansas in Manhattan. This is a back-to-back road spot for K-State. Kansas off back-to-back losses. Kansas actually looked all right on Saturday when they have McCullough in the lineup, they're actually pretty good. But when McCullough's not there, then they suck. Kansas is laying 11.5, and I will fucking gladly lay it. Kansas is going to win by 20 here. This is going to be the Bill Self get right spot. I actually think Kansas is going to have a shot to win at Houston on Saturday. Nobody's going to give them a shot to go in there, but when they have their crew, we've seen it. They've beaten it. And by the way, there's a fucking narrative out there that the Big 12 didn't beat anybody in the fucking non-con. Has anybody seen what Kansas did in the non-con?
Thought UConn was pretty good.
Yeah, they beat UConn. They beat Tennessee. They beat Kentucky. They won in Indiana, a road game. I know Indiana's not that good, but it's still Assembly Hall.
Tough place.
And then they just kind of got them beat down in the Big 12 just because they've been injured. Kansas is going to win by 30. Yeah, maybe 20, but K-State, wrong place, wrong time. Kansas rolls.
So the strategy in this game is obviously you lay it with Kansas, especially in a double revenge spot and K-State at the Fog where they have tons of trouble. Not just them. I mean, every team pretty much does, but specifically, you know, the in-state rival matters a lot to Bill Self. I think you strategically bet this one. You sell some juice. And you take -9.5, you take -11.5, and then you take -17.5, all in Kansas's favor. Hopefully you cover your ass on that 17.5 if they only normally cover, or if they only, you know, win by 10 points or something like that. But there is a chance that they win this game by, you know, 20 points or 22 points, I think. But yeah, I'm definitely laying it with Kansas, but I will be taking some different lines, whether it's more juice or less juice, either way. You always have to remember the value doesn't matter if you lose the bet. So,
yeah, this is easy. Kansas is winning this game. They're not losing to Kansas State twice in a year at the Fog. K-State, with that loss on Saturday, it might have been just one of those. They did everything they could to kind of get back in the game, and now you could kind of see them falter a little bit. It's really too bad they didn't win that game, because then this would be a more acceptable loss. But while Kansas State is the most desperate team, you know, Kansas is going to win this game. And they're coming off a loss against Baylor as well, too. So they're looking to revenge that. As talked about earlier in the episode, this last week. It's about getting yourself right before postseason play. So Kansas is going to want to do that as well. Believe it or not, though, Kennedy is on Kansas State.
Ooh. K-Staters, let's go, baby. All right. Hey, the Wednesday line just dropped. Two out of three have dropped. But first, we got to talk about Manscaped. And, you know, everybody loves Manscaped. You know, it's that time of year. It's fucking summertime and springtime. And you got to make sure that area is nice and clean. You don't want it bushy or patchy down there. So get over there. Top of the morning. And St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers Manscaped. This year, you don't want to chase rainbows. Make sure your own pot of gold is a groom with the little leprechaun with the leaders below with the kilt care. Say goodbye to your forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join over 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com. Use that code SGPM for a 20% off and free shipping. You know, I love Manscaped, like you said. Get over there. It's St. Patty's Day. What do we got? 12 days? Get over there. I need to trim up my beard. But if you not only your beard, you gotta keep the area down low fucking nice and clean. So
just ask Kennedy. He's a year-round Manscaper, though.
Kennedy was the king of the fucking Manscaped, baby. Get over there. Keep it nice and clean, whether it's at the top or the bottom. 20% off of free shipping with the code SGPN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off of free shipping with the code SGPN at manscaped.com. This is St. Patrick's Day. Make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
Some good marketing, man.
Yeah.
I always think about the guy in the movie The Other Guys that's laying on the couch, and he's like, you may think because of my beard that I'm hairy all over.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Shame.
Love me some leprechaun. Chad G, you know, Noah Beanick, you better get some Manscaped before he goes over there with the hooker fund.
You think Noah's got a blowjob on the cocktail napkin while he's in Vegas?
hopefully he after he's done, he gets over to Hall of Fame Bets, because you can win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays and props and game lines. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All righty, we're back. The chat's always so defensive of Noah.
It's because Noah's their boy. He's the one that's in the chat in the trenches with them the whole time.
Everybody got all fucking butthurt the other night when I told him to shut the fuck up. Because Noah's like your little brother. Like Colby's trying to make a point, and then Noah's the guy that's like, oh. Like he's like chiming in on top, and I'm like, I can't even hear him because all I hear is you freaking chiming in with your little jabs. It's like, hey, shut the fuck up over there. Shout out to Noah. I love Noah. Noah's a great guy. He's hilarious. He's down in Florida. He's going to the Gator game tonight.
I saw that.
Get over there. Follow.
Wonder how he shot in his golf round. He said he played his first round.
Yeah, he did play golf today. Yeah.
So. I noticed, I'll let Noah know that I'm going to, and it's most likely West Virginia game that I'm going to, if he wants to put it up for the graphic, but he goes to a game that graphic's right up there right away. Let the board know. But I'm trying.
No doubt. Yeah. All right, let's go. Ooh, they're not laying double digits. Houston's laying 8.5 at the bounce house. Give me the bounce house. Give me the bounce house. UCF's been fucking feisty at home, man. Dude, they had that fucking Iowa State game.
So look ahead, too.
They had that Iowa State game on Saturday. They were up 1 with 5 minutes. I'd love that spot. And then, Iowa State put the clamps on them and didn't let them score for the last 5 minutes. But give me the bounce house in this spot here. I do think Houston's going to lose one of these two games this week. But saying that, and they fucking keep winning.
What'd they list the over-under at now that the lines are dropped?
129.5, and that's a good under. I agree.
Yeah, that's a banger under for sure. UCF, like we said on the Saturday episode, or at least I said, the defense is very feisty when they play at home. They're definitely a better defensive team. And We know Houston's intensity on the defensive side is awesome. I'm looking at that under. 8.5 might be a little steep. I would not be surprised if UCF kind of hung around. But the fact that Iowa State kind of clamped them up makes me think that Houston can do the same thing. I'm laying it with the best team in the nation.
Dude, I'm with you, Ryan. UCF, they're not going to win this game, but it's going to be. I could see this game being
like chaos,
pretty intense till the under 8 timeout, and then maybe Houston kind of gets away with it. But I think the look ahead spot. I think UCF wants to, you know, they've been doing great at the bounce house. Wants to keep making a statement while they're down there. They're going to cover this game. And Kennedy is on Houston.
And it is. I mean, it's worth noting we get into March, way less clothes on down in the bounce house. You know, knockers are flying around.
It's going to look like being used.
I mean, they should get Sydney Sweeney to come to the game just to have the tits bouncing. I mean, come on. It's the hottest it's the hottest thing in the world right now. Everybody's talking about
Sydney Sweeney's boob. Everybody's tweeting about her. It's like it's like the new fucking Taylor Swift. It's like
there's like 40 to 50 of that exact same girl if you go to any college bar on any night of any week.
I don't understand the fascination with her. Like
but like Frankie said, I do like knockers. Like not hating on the boobs at all. Just you know.
I'm just like, all right, she's a good looking chick with it's a good set of tits, but like, what? They're everywhere. What are you talking about? There's nothing special about her. But hey, shout out to her for making a little niche. So shout out to
It's a pretty big niche. Like there's a lot of room to fit in there.
All right, here we go. We got to talk about this game. TCU is laying 4.5. Like I said, this line just came out. Oh my god.
Do it, Mac. Do it
one last time.
TCU's never won in Morgantown.
Yep.
Jamie Dixon has not won in Morgantown. Jamie Dixon, ex Pitt Panther head coach, has not won in Morgantown since he was the Pitt coach.
One more time.
Yeah, give me the ears. I gotta take him here. It's their spot. They're at home. Back. They've been good on the second leg of these back-to-back home stands. Mountaineers get it done. Although, dude, TCU really needs this game, which actually makes me want to take West Virginia more because TCU has a knack to fucking choking these spots. I think West Virginia is going to win, and I think this is going to put TCU on the bubble, and they're going to fucking need the game like blood on Saturday. Troy?
What's the over-under on this one?
What are you going to take, the over?
Yeah, for sure.
51. You got it's a lot of points.
Yeah, I would still take the over, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, like 84 to 90 or 84 to 85 or something like that. Sorry, Chad, you're going to hate me for this one, but this is a money line West Virginia play hard as fuck. This is the one. I always fade them. I always fade them on the road. I kind of lay a couple of points even if or take a few points when they're at home. I would think about if this was like -2.5, I would think about laying it with West Virginia. But I'm taking the money line on the ears. I'm laying the points. This is it. This is the last one of the year for y'all.
Let's do it. Let's get the double digit wins for Josh Eilert. Yeah. They've never won here.
It's like Tech in Oklahoma State. They never play well there for whatever fucking reason.
This was the game last year where we 0-5 in Big 12.
Yeah, we were 0-5 and we beat TCU.
Yeah, Jimmy Bell like dominates Lampkin. Like, and I'm like,
it's a weird fucking shit.
It was so weird.
They've had some good teams coming to Morgantown too.
This is also another play the over on Raekwon Battle Points.
Going battle. What'd Kennedy do?
Of course, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Get it.
Shit. Remember 2 years ago on senior night when we had lost 7 in a row, we still beat TCU at home. It's for some reason we always beat TCU.
That was your last year, right?
Yeah, it was my last game at the Coliseum. It was I knew we were gonna win. I'm like, oh, we always beat fucking TCU. So all right. Let's go.
I was going to say, it is worth noting that Edwards is really starting to round into, you know, what we expected him to be. Obviously, it hurts having the late start and all that, but I think he's starting to play pretty good basketball recently.
Yeah.
He had a good game Saturday.
They can score. They can score. They just they got some other shit, some other issues. All right, final game on the slate, and we don't have a line on this. I don't give a
fuck. It don't matter.
The line is, Iowa State's going to beat the fuck out of BYU.
Yeah.
Everybody's blowing BYU right now.
BYU's on borrowed time. Good for them, though.
Like, yeah.
Great for them.
Honestly, BYU's going to get drilled here, and they may lose on Saturday to Oklahoma State. It would not shock me with BYU.
No, it wouldn't shock me either. I don't think they will, but that more because of the dynamic of, I think Oklahoma State gets their last home win.
True.
And then they just kind of, we're going to Provo, you know, let's just
solid first year.
Fantastic first year.
Yeah.
Now let's hopefully they don't get bounced in the first round. They can't be the 5 seed. They will be the 5 seed that gets bounced by the 12 seed. They need that 6 seed.
It's amazing how they did not really come in and hold their own in football, but they've held their own in basketball. That's what's been kind of the biggest surprise to me.
They kind of did, though, in football. It was weird. They were 5-2. And then what's his name got hurt, and they brought that other guy in, and they couldn't just get right back on track. It was weird. And then they had a chance against Oklahoma State, but their football team needs to be turned around. But hey,
I think it's kind of the other way after this game. Like, I am going to lay whatever the points are for Iowa State, probably all the way up to like 15.5. Even like if this line comes out and it's Iowa State 7.5, you hammer the shit out of that. But I think BYU gets thumped here and then beats the living shit out of Oklahoma State. But I'm also a part of the everybody has been, you know, Mike Boynton kind of teams get better as the year goes on. I don't know. I know someone mentioned in the chat that they don't know if he's getting fired or if he's going to leave or whatnot, but I do think the wind is out of the sails for Oklahoma State. I think BYU gets thumped here and then looks pretty good against Oklahoma State and Provo.
BYU needs that. They really
Iowa need State 6.5. Iowa State 6.5 is hilarious.
Did it just come out?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Kennedy's on BYU, by the way.
It came out at 6.5. I was going to say, I bet you it's going to be that trap 6.5 number. Everybody's like, oh, give me the points at BYU. No.
You take the 5.5. You lay the 6.5 and the 4.5.
Hey, what was it with Baylor last night? Take the 5.5, lay the 6.5. Mm-hmm.
I will say one fact. I don't know how much this will have since it's at Iowa State. But if Oklahoma State does beat Texas Tech, then maybe you do – maybe you double down on Iowa State, because then BYU has Oklahoma State on Saturday and Texas Tech, because they still want that 4 seed from Texas Tech. That's 2 bye is in play for BYU. So be curious. Be interested. I think it's at Ames. I don't think that game's going to
happen. You know who's going to get it? Kansas. Kansas is going to find a way to fucking backdoor into that fucking double bye.
Probably.
I mean, there is a chance.
I don't know. BYU.
There's still a chance that BYU wins this game. Obviously, they're going to have to shoot the lights out and play one of the better games that they have. And it's very, very unlikely. But if BYU gets Iowa State and UCF gets Houston, how far back would Kansas be with a win against Houston on Saturday? They would only be another game, right? Like, they need Iowa State to drop a second one.
Yeah, I think so. Kansas has proven when they have McCullough, they can almost beat anybody on the road. They almost won in Ames and almost in Waco, which are the second and third place games. So as long as he's healthy, they definitely could win at Houston. I know Houston's the best team in the country, but it's also Kansas, where we've seen Kansas pull shit out of their ass over the years. So, I'm interested to see how BYU finishes. Interested to see how Houston finishes. What'd you say Kennedy was doing, Rush?
He's on BYU. He's on Super Soaker. He's been soaking lately and loving it.
Yeah, let's go. All right, lock dog, round robin. For my lock, I will go to the fog, and I will say Kansas will win by 20. I ain't overthinking this one. They're going to fuck K-State up tonight.
I was going to say, that's the biggest line. That's my lock.
Yeah. Double lock it.
Triple lock it. We're all thinking the same thing. Why overthink this?
Fuck it. Lock West Virginia.
Ooh.
There you go.
All right.
Do you need me to mix it up too?
No. I mean, okay. If that's your favorite play, I mean, lock it.
I should get credit retroactively for locking Baylor.
Here, I'll give you Kansas. I'll give out what would also be my lock. Iowa State.
Yeah,
Iowa
I was State. Just saying. I could go State's either or.
Iowa State's gonna drill BYU tomorrow.
Ryan, you want a double lock together? Kansas and Iowa State, a little double.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna propose that we give that out. In our, I'm just
okay. Yeah, we'll do that then.
We should parlay all these at the end. My dog was Virginia, the Mountaineers, baby. Let's go.
Do I take the same lock as I take the dog? Hell yeah. West Virginia, also on the dog. Look out for Cincy, though.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll have some fun. I'll take OK State.
I like it. All right. Parlay, we all strongly agreed on Cincinnati, Kansas, West Virginia, Iowa State. I say we just throw all four in there.
Yeah, make sure you do a three-way without West Virginia, though, just in case.
You're not wrong.
Says the guy that locked and dogged them.
You got to diversify your bonds. What if you win both bets?
All righty. Let's go, baby. Another edition of the Big 12 College Experience. He's at Troy Tuning. He's at Rambling Rush. I'm at Moneyline _ Mac. Troy, what you got going on the rest of the day?
Jack shit. Probably going to grill some probably going to grill some chicken and sit on the fucking couch. Played way too much golf yesterday, so I could feel it in my back. Not
dude, we're getting older now, man.
Not gonna get out there and do anything today.
I started playing pickup basketball at Morgantown High, and I couldn't walk the next day. Like I was walking my dogs. My dogs were walking me. It was bad. I'm like, I'm getting old. Fuck this, man.
Yeah, make sure you stretch out those Achilles so you don't fucking rip one of those.
No.
That's the worst injury. That is the worst injury.
It's not. So not good. But catch us on the Ryan and Rush show around 4 o'clock. Got some Neil Brown news and some WVU coaching updates. So
let's go, baby. Go join us over there. We'll be good live on the Ryan and Rush show in 9 minutes. We'll be live later on the College Basketball Experience for Wednesday, talking those three games.
I'm going to go find the other fake tweet that I put out that Neil Brown got an extension and then retweet it and say that we first reported this Neil Brown extension 9.5 months ago.
You should. So I'm going to fix my contacts or whatever the fuck's going on right now. My eye's fucking twitching. All right. We'll see you guys later tonight on the College Basketball Experience. I am Moneyline Mac. He's Rambling Rush. He's Troy Tuning. And we are out of here.